Star 94.1, and we welcome Israel Houghton, Israel of New Breed. Israel, how are you?
I'm doing so good. How are you, sir?
Hey, I am blessed. Listen, you've got a new project, but more importantly, you have a new book, and it's simply entitled, same name of the project, A Deeper Level.
Yeah.
Let's talk about A Deeper Level. First of all, tell us about your 40-day fast, and how did that come about?
Well, it was, and most of the projects we've done, we've always, as a team, come together and fasted and just really focused our attention and prayer on what we believe God wants us to do. This time around, it was, to make the statement we're going to go to a deeper level, or, you know, encourage the body of Christ to go to a deeper level, that's a major statement. So I really felt like, you know, it would be the wrong thing for us to do to ask people to do that and not go there ourselves first. So in the process of preparing for the record, we went bonsai, man. We went hardcore with it all out and did a 40-day fast and really just focused on what we called investing into a new reality, and just the things that, you know, we have sort of made peace with, the toxins and the noise and the distractions of life. We just said we're gonna intentionally start setting up some new things in our lives.
In your book, A Deeper Level, what did you mean by, I guess, Christians needing an upgrade?
Well, I actually had used the example, my computer kept shutting down, and I kept thinking there was something wrong with the computer, but it was the computer's way of saying, go get the update, the upgrade that is required for us to run at a more optimum level. And so the parallel was drawn that sometimes life can become so crazy and so heated and so loud that we shut down, and instead of binding the devil and saying, you know, I refuse to shut down, maybe we should submit to what God is trying to do, and he's trying to get us still enough to put in us what it takes to go further with less energy and in accomplishing what he's put in our hearts to do.
In your book, you also write about from head to heart. And there's an interesting letter from Alvin Richardson, your production coordinator. Tell us about that.
Well, I'm not looking at the book right now, so I'm not exactly sure what he wrote. But throughout the course of the book, we attempted to make it very conversational, and involve a lot of input from the people in the team who had undergone the 40-day consecration fast with us. And so everybody had different kind of perspectives on what they had experienced and what God was saying to them. For something to move from your head to your heart, it really is moving from the Sunday experience, moving from the corporate worship experience that many of us, certainly all of us listening right now, for the most part, go to church on Sunday. And when it gets in your heart, truly gets in your heart, it's something that consumes you on a daily basis. And so a worship lifestyle makes that, you know, 18-inch vertical drop from our head understanding to intrinsically, you know, a part of everyday life, and a lifestyle of worship is vital. And I think if there's any kind of subheading for a deeper level, it's living a lifestyle of worship.
Speaking of lifestyles and with long life, what were you trying to convey with long life?
Stylistically, we enjoyed on the last record kind of some of the rhythms we were going after with Not Forgotten. So we decided to go even a little more authentic with it in a reggaeton feel. But that passage of scripture comes out of, with long life you will satisfy me and show me your salvation. And I like taking passages of scripture that are meaningful, that cause you to make a statement over yourself, I will live, I will not die, you know, those kinds of things, obviously set to a beat that makes you move whether you want to or not, but that's taken straight out of Scripture, and it causes you to declare something over yourself is really the heart of what we are trying to do with that song.
Speaking of not forgotten, when you are in concert, how are you embraced when you do the song "I Am Not Forgotten"?
Well, it's amazing how many people that song has been able to speak to, and the response I've gotten certainly behind the scenes and emails and things like that is, you know, you're saying exactly what I want to say over myself. You know, thank you for doing that. The live, I mean, there's such an automatic response. You know, people are jumping and dancing and singing at the top of their lungs over themselves this song, and to see that kind of power and that kind of impact is just, there's nothing like it, man.
How has your life changed since you have won not only a Stellar, you've won a Grammy, you've won a Dove? Now folks can say Grammy Award-winning Israel Houghton, Dove Award-winning. How has that changed your life?
You know, the whole Grammy portion of that is it really, it was amazing to see the musical community when you're a Grammy winner, like these other doors open up to you that weren't open before. And people have a real incredible respect for, you know, as all of the projects that came out last year, you know, thousands of projects come out in a year's time, and five are nominated to represent that particular category, and one is considered the most voted for in that regard by the Academy. It is really just, it's amazing. At the same time, for me, it's like it's one more thing to take and lay down at the feet of Jesus, because if I ever start believing I had anything to do with that other than just being faithful to what God called me to do, I'm in trouble at that point. So it's one more thing to just remain humble and remain small and just say, Lord, this to your name be all the glory.